Dwayne Wade, who I had a bad feeling that Dwayne Wade would be exposed as kind of a bad guy when LeBron James went to Miami. Because I always looked at Kobe, bad guy. LeBron has turned into a villain. Dwayne Wade, he was pure. This guy's a good guy. And then
not around here.
He pulled the Dirk sick prank
right
in the finals last year. And you're just starting to think, I wonder if this guy's a little bit of a cover-up. I wonder if this guy's a little bit of a fraud. Well, apparently, Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen, two future Hall of Famers, went to the Ozzie Guillen School of Sensitivity and came out and said that if they're going to play basketball for this country in the Olympics and they're having the 2012 games in London this year, basketball players need to be compensated.
I want more money.
Oh, my.
Going down the wrong argument there,
the
boys.
Wrong argument. Here's Ray Allen. You talk about the patriotism that guys should want to play for, but you need to find a way to entice the guys. It's not the easiest thing in the world if you play deep in the playoffs. Then you get 2-3 weeks off. Then you start training again to play more basketball where it requires you to be away from your home and in another country. It's fun, but your body does need a break. Everybody says, play for your country. But NBA players are commodities. Your businesses. Think about it. You do camps in the summer. You have various opportunities to make money. When you go overseas and play basketball, you lose those opportunities. What you may make. If I'm an accountant and I get outsourced by my firm, I'm going to make some money somewhere else. Dwayne Wade agreed. It's a lot of things you do for the Olympics, a lot of jerseys that you sell. We play the whole summer. I do think guys should be compensated, just like I think college players should be compensated as well. Unfortunately, it's not there, but I think it should be something, you know? Something should be there for it. The biggest thing is you get no rest. So you go to the end of the season, Team USA training camp 2 weeks later, you're giving up a lot to do it, something you want to do, but it's taxing on your body, but you're not playing for the dollar. It would be nice if you would get compensated, close quote.
You know what's a commodity, Ray Allen? Freedom. How about that? That's a commodity. That's a commodity. Wearing the USA across your chest, that isn't enough to entice you to play?
That doesn't mean anything anymore.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Of course not. Why would that? Why would your country not mean anything to you anymore? Of course not. Look, I appreciate what they're saying because, you know, we all want to be paid for our services, every single person out there, especially when they're in as high demand as NBA players. But isn't it still a badge of honor to play for your country? Is it taboo now? Is it no longer cool? You don't have to play. No one's forcing Dwayne Wade to play.
Right.
If he didn't want to play, then don't play. I'll tell you what. I'll think more highly of him if he doesn't play than if he plays and wants to get paid over it. Because if you want to get paid over it, over representing your country in the Olympics, you know,
I'd rather have a team
just don't play.
Finish with the bronze who are not paid than have guys compensated and win the gold.
Yeah. I'd rather have college kids. Just give me the college kids again.
Yes.
You know, you want to improve college basketball? Make the college kids play. That'll improve college basketball.
Dwayne Wade said, I think jersey licensing could be a way. Maybe licensing may not be fair because everybody won't get the same amount. There should be some way, but that's something they've got to worry about because this will be my last time around, close quote. Here's the thing that these guys don't get with this stupid, asinine comment. This is not as bad as Ozzie Guillen, but for me, RJ, it's not too far off. This is offensive. It truly is. And I would love to know from a military fan how you feel about this.
Sure.
You're dodging bullets for your country.
Yeah, for 20 grand a year.
You're sitting there on front lines. You're sitting there sacrificing for your country.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys want to get paid for playing basketball. 877-881-1053, Vandergriff Honda Fan Text, 43733. Here is the utter and total stupidity in Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen's comments. The National Basketball Association, more than any other sport, is international. It's international. There's a reason the National Football League wants to move a team to London, possibly. They want to expand the brand. When Michael Jordan played on the Dream Team in 1992, You know what the standout image was from Barcelona besides Charles Barkley elbowing the player from Angola? It was Michael's freaking poster on an entire building in Spain. Guess what Michael Jordan was wearing on his feet? Shoes. Guess what those shoes were? Air Jordans. Your brand, your name, your celebrity, your commercial appeal is put on television for a worldwide audience. And for Dwayne Wade, of all people, not to get that, with the endorsement dollars that he brings in, I mean, you look at the deals. I went and looked them up. Staples, Lincoln Auto, he's getting $15 million and $17 million, according to MSNBC. Dwayne Wade is right behind LeBron James in terms of the endorsement. Oh, T-Mobile? Yeah. What about your shoes? What about the other things you push? All of that will be put on a world. What Dwayne Wade did, along with Ray Allen, and Ray's going to get a free pass here because he doesn't have the name.
Because he's not the star. He's not the star anymore. Dwayne Wade is.
People love the Olympic Games because of the purity. It's kind of like college sports, even though we know college sports isn't pure. You're playing for the love of it. You're not worried about snake agents. You're not worried about contract holdouts. You're not worried about trade requests. You're not worried about signing bonuses. It is a track and field runner going out and sprinting his or her rear end off in order to try to win gold and be a hometown star. A hometown star. And what Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen have done is sucked the life out of the spirit of the Olympic Games.
Well, and you know, and they're forgetting two things. One, they're not the stars of the Olympics. The basketball team is not the star.
Oh.
Michael Phelps was the star of the last Olympics. More people tuned in to watch Michael Phelps than they did to watch the Dream Team. The second thing is, it's not an honor for the USA to have Wade play for their team. It's an honor for Wade to have the USA ask him to play on their team. That's what he's missing. He's thinking that he's the star. No, Dwayne Wade and the rest of these players, they're at the star. It's the uniform that is the star in these games.
Chris and Farmers Branch. Chris, you're live on New School with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Listen, man, I'm a military veteran, okay? I did 2 stints over in Afghanistan. My father and my uncle both served in Vietnam and had a stint in Desert Storm. I remember being 10 years old watching the Dream Team back in 1992. Those guys were patriots. Those guys were proud to play for the United States. I remember my dad telling me about the Miracle on Ice back in 1980 and how he was there at that game watching it. Now, if these people want to sit there and, you know, Ray Allen, Dwayne Wade, pay us to play, you know what? Forget them guys. They ain't two Americans. You can't be proud of your country to go represent them in a sport, you know, that's a competitive sport. Come on, guys. You get paid to millions of dollars to play in the NBA.
Chris, thanks for calling and thanks for your service. Mm-hmm. Phil in Fort Worth. Phil, you're live on 105.3 The Fan.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment on Dwayne Wade. I think it's really insulting. I'm a retired Navy. I spent 25 years in. I did it because I love my country. I want to do, you know, see the country better for not just my children, but all my friends and people I don't even know. If you want to get paid to represent your country, I think it's just preposterous. There's no, you know, that just shows the American youth today. They don't really, nobody's patriotic anymore.
Yeah, Phil, thank you for the call. Thanks for the service as well. This is actually worse to me than cheating. And steroids.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Trying to get a medal in the Olympics. This is the worst. Ozzie Guillen said the worst thing you can in Miami. This is the worst thing any athlete can say for the Olympics. Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen saying we should be compensated. Shame on both of you. It's offensive. It's disgusting.